Esther approaches the king, an image of the Jewish remnant calling out to God. As soon as Esther is informed of the terrible fate of her people, she is commanded to go into the king to beg for mercy and to plead with him for her people. Esther chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. But this was something she had never done before and something she feared, for no one could enter the king's presence of their own accord without being put to death. This speaks to the fact that no one can come to God on their own terms. However, the law is such that the person to whom the king extends the golden scepter, a symbol of divine grace, would live and not die. Grace has made it possible for man to approach God. Esther chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Mordecai, who still speaks to Esther from a distance, through Hatak, urges her to go to the king, even if it means putting her life in her hands, because only then is there a chance of deliverance for her people. Esther chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. After much prayer and fasting, Esther finally decides to go to the king. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. Thus, after many trials of the soul, the remnant will also draw near to God because of the great suffering that comes upon them through persecution. When Esther approaches the king after not having been in his presence for a long time, she finds favor in his eyes. She is given the golden scepter. Esther chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. This underscores the fact that God is pleased with those who come to him in faith. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. In the same way, the broken and afflicted remnant will seek God in prayer and supplication and receive mercy in the time of their great tribulation. It is noteworthy that it is on the third day that Esther enters the presence of the king. The number 3 speaks in Scripture of resurrection. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, chapter 2, verse 10, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, and points to the national restoration of Israel, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 28, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, when God will intervene on behalf of the godly Jewish remnant to bring about deliverance. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 to 2 says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence." After Esther enters the king's presence, she does not immediately pour out her whole heart to him. Instead, she asks the king and Haman to come to a meal she has prepared so that she can present her real request. When the time comes, she delays expressing her request again for 1 day. Esther chapter 5, verse 3 to 14. This suggests that the remnant will initially still have a certain lack of trust in God to reveal their hearts. However, this will change in times of need so that they will come to him after all. Compare the penitential Psalms 25, verse 32, 38, 41, and 51. Notice how their heart exercises progressively deepen there,